Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Friday, February 17th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing perfect. Thank you very much. It's just a great day. It's cloudy. A good day to ponder.
Enjoy a warm.
It's a good pondering day.
Good day to enjoy a warm home, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, I don't take that for granted because I know a lot of people in this world right now would love to have a warm home.
Yes.
So I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, for those of us who own gold, gold's up a little bit today. No, you know, earth-shattering increase, but $5, we'll take it. $1,842. Silver's up 19 cents at $21.85. Platinum was down $2 at $929. Palladium was down $9 at $1,580. The USDX today, drumroll please, was down 0.08 at 103.87. Crude oil took a beating today, down 2.25 at 76.28. Paper markets were all over the page, but hey, the Dow closed up more than 100 points today at 33,826. S&P down 11, 4079. NASDAQ was down 68, 11,787. European markets were negative across the board. Asian markets were negative across the board. 10-year yield was down 3.81. And let's take a peek at natural gas. That was also down almost another 5%, 2.273. So there you have it on the metals. And to get a chance to see too much of the news today, it was kind of a quiet day. In the news. So I'm going to just look at this for something real quick. Global cryptocurrency exchange Binance, however you want to pronounce it, had secret access to a bank account belonging to a purportedly independent U.S. partner and transferred large sums of money from the account to a trading firm managed by their CEO, Changpeng Zhao. And over the first 3 months of 2021, more than $400 million flowed from the U.S. account at California-based Silvergate Bank to this trading firm, Merritt Peak, according to records for the quarter, which were reviewed by Reuters. The Binance U.S. account was registered under the name BAM Trading, the U.S. exchange operating company, according to the records. Reuters couldn't determine the reason for the transfer or whether any of the money belonged to Binance U.S. customers. You know, they were in hot water, and, you know, this is all, you know, money that, you know, it's probably coming out of people's pockets. But just kind of interesting. It's like, hey, you know, and then you have a, I guess he is Chinese, CEO. You know what, Butch? It's just there isn't anything that's clear anymore. Everything is, you know, people talk about transparency. And I just have to laugh. and people put their hard-earned money into these things that they don't even have a clue how they're connected, why they do the things they do. It's just somebody told them this is going to go to the moon, so you better go and hurry up and buy it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just
It's almost laughable, but it's not funny.
I know. I mean, how can people be so naive?
I don't know.
I don't get it. And the thing of it is, these people that are so naive, they're very, you know, in other areas, they're very smart people.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like, but when it comes to money, and I guess we're all looking for the pie in the sky, we're all looking for that one investment that we're going to hit a home run on. You know, like when you find that one old coin, you think you're going to get $1 million for it just because it was dated in the 18. Oh, man, this is going to be worth $1 million. No, not necessarily. I guess we all look for that, where we buy that painting at the auction. you paid $15 for it, and you will hopefully you take it to, you know, the auction house that's on TV all the time, and hopefully you'll make a couple $100,000 on it. I mean, we all want that to happen, but geez, Louise.
Well, we've all heard the old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't. So you got to be real careful. And everyone has a tendency to want to make a quick buck and get ahead.
Sure. That's absolutely.
You know, that's just part of it. And there's nothing wrong with it if you do it wisely. But I've always been the kind of guy, I'd rather have something that I can get my hands on. There was something out there somewhere in pie in the sky type thing. Maybe I missed the boat in a few things. I don't know. I haven't seen anything I missed anything on, really. But, you know, who hasn't wanted to think that we can make invest $1,000 and get a, you know, 1,000-fold mm-hmm. return? Who doesn't think that? That'd be great. Yeah. But don't hold your breath.
Hey, what's the difference between the spy balloon sent by our most powerful adversary and Joe Biden?
I don't know. I sound like, what is it?
One is a slow-moving bag of hot air controlled by China, and the other is a spy balloon.
You know, that's, yeah, right. Exactly right. Yeah, I've been
I usually don't do jokes.
That's good. I mean, I like that. And during the University of Connecticut has been getting lots of money on the table from China. I wonder why that is. You know, it's weird.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah.
You know, makes you wonder. And go ahead.
Nestle's the world's biggest food company, says prices will rise further this year.
Yes.
So all your candy bars and coffee bars, in 2022, they were increased by 8.2%, and it still isn't enough to offset its own rise in costs. So, hey, there you go. They're still in a situation where they're repairing their gross margin, and, hey. Look for more increases. So I'm so glad all this inflation talk is under control. Aren't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I feel better. I go to bed at night and don't worry about it anymore. You know, it's all been taken care of. The Fed's taking care of it. Don't worry.
Bank of America plans to cut jobs at its investment bank. You have KPMG becomes the first big four accounting firms to cut staff in the U.S. This was reported by the Financial Times. And those are just some of the new layoffs that I don't think we've mentioned yet. So there you go, Butch.
But how can that be? I mean, the 3.something%. Come on now, these people they're not really laying them. I mean, they're laying them off, but they got jobs waiting on them somewhere else. So, you know, it's okay.
That's right.
Yeah, that's where you look at it. Hey, I was started off kind of different. They saw us start off a little different also. I want you to tell me whether this is the NBF or the NFL, okay? I want you to tell me which one it is. These are by people. Tell me which league it is. 36 of them have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 arrested for fraud. 19 of them wrote bad checks. 117 of them directly or indirectly have bankrupted at least 2 businesses. 3 done time for assault. 71 of them can't get a credit card due to bad credit. 14 of them arrested on drug charges. 8 were arrested on shoplifting. 21 currently defendants in lawsuits. And 84 were arrested for drunk driving in the last year. Now, was that the NBL or the NFL?
I'm figuring that was Congress.
You done saw it, didn't you? It was Congress. Congress, that's right.
That's an old one.
Oh, is it? I just saw it first time. That's 380 out of 435. 435 members of Congress, 380 of them have been in trouble. That's 87% of Congress that's wrote bad checks, can't get credit cards, been arrested for shoplifting or whatever. That's the kind of people that now are in charge of making the laws to govern me and you. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. And we can trust them. We can trust those people. I honestly can. Gee.
And you don't think they're compromised when the lobbyists come to D.C. and say, hey, we can take care of your problems. Just this is what we need. And you scratch my back and, you know, my back itches a little bit and I'll scratch yours.
Well, I'm doing a Bible study this weekend entitled Understanding Insanity. Now, that sounds like a silly statement, but it's what you have to look at from a spiritual side, from the Word of God, to understand what's going on. It's all foretold in the scriptures. Understanding insanity is not that impossible if you know what's causing it and what the Lord says is going to happen. But anyway, so this is insanity. We got 380 people out of 435 that have been arrested, can't get credit, they beat their wives or whatever, and we trust him to manage our country and our children's future. How smart are we? Gee. Any comments on that before we move on?
No.
Well, anyway, we know what's happening in Ohio right now, and I have a couple articles about that because it is important. We can't just shrug this off. Mm-hmm. The governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, Mr. Governor DeWine, has said that the chemical plume of butyl acrylate from the February 3rd east past Palestine, Ohio train derailment is believed to hit Huntington, West Virginia sometime tomorrow. Okay. As of Thursday, West Virginia American Water says there is no drinking water advisories in the Huntington area. DeWine says the plume of butyl acrylate in the Ohio River is near Gallipolis in Gallia County, which is about 225 miles southwest of the East Palestine train derailment. Huntington, West Virginia is around 40 miles from Gallipolis. After the derailment, butyl acrylate was found in Weirton, that's West Virginia. According to the National Center for Biotechnology Information, butyl acrylate is a clear, colorless liquid and has a characteristic fruity odor. It is used to make paints, coatings, sealants, etc. The National Center for Biotechnology Information website says the chemical is somewhat less dense than water and can form a surface slick on water. DeWine says the butyl acrylate in the Ohio River is a 3 parts per billion. The safest level to consume is 560 parts per billion, according to DeWine. He says no vinyl chloride is being detected in the Ohio River. So we'll see. But FEMA denies East Palestine request for federal assistance. Now, I thought they were there for this purpose. But anyway, given the minuscule size of East Palestine, Ohio, and its neighboring towns, it's clear that an arduous road lies ahead as communities affected by the chemical spill engulfing their area look to resolve what is becoming one of the worst environmental disasters in U.S. history. Let me repeat that. It's not my opinion. This is what they're saying. What's becoming one of the worst environmental disasters in U.S. history. Folks, that's huge. With just about 5,000 residents, it's clear that the town itself is not equipped with the resources needed to address a problem that would overwhelm even the nation's largest metropolis. While the situation has finally begun to garner some national attention from the mainstream media, they initially seem to blacklist the crisis. The gravity of the situation is still apparently lost upon the Biden administration. According to Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, the Federal Emergency Agency, FEMA, has denied his state's request for federal assistance for the residents of East Palestine. Governor DeWine spoke with White House officials on Thursday, morning to appraise them of the developments and concerns surrounding the release of chemicals into the air, soil, and water since the disaster occurred on Friday, February 3rd, that was exacerbated by the controlled burn of the toxic material. According to a press release from DeWine's office, FEMA continues to tell Governor DeWine that Ohio is not eligible for assistance at this time. No one from New Orleans, what that's supposed to mean, could be reached for comment. So this is just a wow. This is sad. I mean, they're admitting it could be one of the worst disasters in this country ever. One of the worst worst environmental disasters in the U.S. That's not good, Melody. But they admit it. In comments.
No, I mean, this truly is going to be an ongoing, I just don't know why they just wouldn't come out and help people. I don't get it. I don't understand.
It is a little town. It's a small town. You know,
just a small town, so why wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what's it going to do? I mean, it's not going to kill them. To come in there, not the people, but for them to come in and help them.
Well, especially since we're paying for it.
I know.
Those people in East Palestine are paying their fair share too on that. So where's the help? kind of makes you angry, doesn't it? It took them a week to even mention this on the news, basically. Now they say it's one of the worst environmental disasters in American history. I mean, come on. Were they really just trying to cover it up? I mean, what were they trying to do? And now they're saying everything's safe, the water's fine, the air's fine.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Going back home and turn TV on, watch whatever you want to. It's just sad. But anyway, I thought that's important because...
But you know what? You look at some of these places like DuPont, you know, how they just destroyed. I mean, over the years, people just look at Flint, look at their conditions, the state, which I can't remember which state it was in the South. Was it Arkansas or Mississippi or one of them with their water conditions? And it's like, no, we are a third world country, and that's what you do with third world country people. You ignore them and you don't help them. And you only help those that will benefit you. And that's that, and that's it. So that's what you can compare us to.
That's
you
it.
Know, we'll help those that, you know, we have the money to help. And so it'll be a deal with it. So move.
It is truly, you're right. We're turned into a third world nation. And so far, materially, a lot of us are still hanging in. But a lot of us aren't. So that's the way it is. And changing gears, going to the Ukraine-Russian war, by the way, on Tuesday night's program, a gentleman coming on, a pastor, a friend of mine, who's going to show the scripture on this, the prophecy on this war. But anyway, Ukrainian troops holding line at Bakhmut appeal for help as global security meeting starts. Ukrainian soldiers fighting to hold off a Russian push in this small eastern city of Bakhmut, pleaded for more weapons from the outside world as senior Western leaders met in Munich on Friday to assess the year-long war shaking Europe. Give us some more military equipment, more weapons, and we will deal with the Russian occupier. We will destroy them, said Dimtro, a serviceman standing in the snow near Bakhmut, which Russia's Wagner mercenary group is attacking. Nearly 1 year into the invasion, President Vladimir Putin's troops are intensifying assaults in the east. Now, listen to this, Melody. Belarus says army ready to join war if attacked. Now, I want to read this. We got about a minute to break. But they want to read this article, and they want to make a comparison to what Belarus has done and what America or NATO's done with Ukraine. And why we call them foul with Belarus when we've done the same thing with Ukraine. But it's not, folks, that this is going to heat up, and I'm afraid it's going to spread further into Europe. And when that happens, who knows what's going to come out of it. I mean, if you get a chance, listen to my broadcast on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern. I think you'll understand a lot more why this is coming down. Melody, I know we got a few seconds to break. You go ahead and take us out if you want.
Oh, no, well, yeah, I did see that thing about Soros says, you know, I mean, you know, he's betting on Ukraine. And, you know, that's what they're going to do. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at DGScoins.com. DGScoins.com. Butch?
Yes, I was going to finish talking about Belarus. Belarus says army ready to join war if attacked. President Alexander Lukashenko on Thursday warned that if his country comes under threat or attack, the Belarusian army is ready to fight alongside its Russian ally. I'm ready to fight with the Russians from the territory of Belarus in only one case, if even one soldier comes onto the territory of the Belarus to kill my people, he told a news conference, according to the state-run Belta news agency. If they commit aggression against Belarus, the response will be the most severe, and the war will take on a completely different nature, he added. Already, Belarus is under U.S. and EU sanctions for the roles it played thus far in assisting the Russian invasion, particularly since it served as a launching pad for Russian troops ahead of the initial invasion. Ukraine officials have for months now warned that Belarus is preparing to formally join the war, and they have alleged that Belarus is allowing Russian drones to be launched from its territory, which have pummeled Ukraine's national energy infrastructure and terrorized cities. So Ukraine is upset because Belarus let the Russian soldiers amass on their borders and fly their drones out of there to attack energy infrastructure inside Ukraine. When NATO and the U.S. has been supplying weapons to Belarus by the billions of dollars worth, how come nobody mentions that fact? I mean, Belarus let them fly drones out of the country, and we're supplying weapons to Ukraine. What's Ukraine crying about? They're doing the same thing in reverse. Any comments on LD?
Ukraine just wants more money.
That's all they want, more money, more weapons.
That's all they want, more money. They don't want to do any of the fighting. They just want to do the more money.
You have to wonder if this war once started to cover up the money laundering that's happening in Ukraine with our leaders, including Biden and his son. You have to wonder if that wasn't part of the plan. And also the bioweapon chemical plants we had there in that country.
This is far more than, we're defending it to keep it going.
Oh yeah, we have to.
Keep it going.
Think of the cost of human lives and suffering we're doing just to cover somebody's tail.
I know.
China threatens sanctions against U.S. for balloon bursting. Now, China sanctions U.S., we'll have to shut down the country. We can't even get our medicine. Now, folks, I'm not kidding. If China boycotts the U.S., you're not going to find anything in the store. You can't even, 80% of the medicine comes from over there. You're going to run out of medicine. Already are running out of medicine in some areas. The Chinese foreign minister on Wednesday threatened to impose countermeasures against the United States for shooting down a Chinese spy balloon that flew across the continental U.S. in early February. Now I'm going to go through the whole article. But again, and I say this sincerely, Melody, if China boycotted the United States, we would have very few products on the shelves. And I know it sounds awful to say that, but I'm telling the truth. And a lot of the countries that, like India, makes a lot of products we sell in this country, you know, Bangladesh, all these places make things we sell in this country, which are pretty good friends of China. So if China boycotts us, they probably will too. How would the U.S. Dress itself and buy it and pay for it? How would it get medicine? I mean, we don't even make our own clothing anymore. I mean, how would the U.S. take care of itself if these countries sanction us?
Yeah, but I don't think, to some degree, I'm not sure they would do something to interfere with their ability to make money. But what they would do is they would mess with our money. They would default. They would dump our dollars. That's all they have to do is dump our dollars, and that would hurt us more than
it'd be the same result.
Hey, if they pull back the medicines, the only thing that's going to hurt is the people. It ain't going to hurt and their pocketbook, because then they can't sell it to the American pharmacies. And so, you know, only kill the people over here, so our government might like that. But but how can they get our country would be by, you know, dumping more of our dollars.
Well, if they dump the dollar, that would mm-hmm. just about destroy the American economy totally.
Yeah, well, it would do a whole lot more, you bet.
You know, it's
absolutely.
So, I mean, yeah, well, we have no real solid footing to stand on to rebuke these people if we want to function as a nation.
No. What can we do?
No. It's just
can't
nothing.
Fight them.
No,
you
we
know?
Can't. You can't.
We already put tariffs on their stuff, so we can't hardly put more tariffs on. You know, not when we get everything from them. So we have no control. We don't have the ability to make them do what we want them to do.
We've exported all of our strong points to other countries, including China.
Sure,
we've exported
have.
All out of here, so we have nothing.
Exported
left
our there. Inflation, you bet.
We did. So there's no way that we can even feed ourselves, much less repel something like this, folks. I'm sorry. I'm telling the truth here. This was a planned scenario. It didn't happen overnight. My goodness, I remember clear back in the 80s when my mind's going to blank. The little guy ran for president and withdrew from the race. He was warning the people that they're ruining our economy. He warned the people they're flushing our economy out of here. He was telling the truth. Everybody thought the man was insane. But he was so powerful they actually did threaten his family, so he withdrew from the race. But he warned us. Ross Perot said this is going to happen in America, and by golly, 30-40 years later, he called it right down the line. He called it right. So folks, understand, America is not able to feed herself any longer. Let's just get right to the point. America is absolutely helpless if we didn't have imports coming in. We can't even raise enough food to feed our country. We used to feed the world. Now we can't feed ourselves.
True.
And we're destroying our infrastructure. And I'm talking about even with weather modulation and weather control, they're destroying our crops. They're taking over our farmland. Or they're buying up farmland by the millions of acres. And they're shutting down food processing plants and everything from poultry to beef and pork. We can't even feed ourselves. So just get used to that idea. And you're going to see rolling blackouts in this country pretty soon, too. You're going to see, you're going to see rolling blackouts just like you are in third world countries. You're going to see things happen that we never, ever, ever faced before in America. And that's all in the Bible, folks. As a matter of fact, I'm going to teach you on this weekend, but this is all part of it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's sad, and it breaks my heart, and not so much for me and you, but our children, grandchildren, and the future, you know, everyone's posterity that's going to pay for this. It breaks my heart. It does. Because there are a lot of people out there that are good people are going to suffer.
It makes a difference for us, too, because we're still here.
Well, it does. But
we're still here.
The blame kind of lies in our generation. And
oh, it certainly does.
Yep. Yeah. So that's what bothers me.
Yep.
It does. And this next
keep us busy. Busy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what was the whole idea. Keep your mind on something else. Keep us occupied.
Buy us off.
And to keep dangling the carrot in front of us, and, you know, you let this guy, we're going to do this, and you let this guy, we'll do that, and dangling that political carrot in front of us to the point that we I just read the results of Congress, so you figure it out, people. How well have we done? The federal government is tracking the unvaccinated. Now, I'm not making this up. This article you'll find on our website, PastorBush.com. And by the way, I want to say this, too. If you listen to my radio show from 8 to 9, Monday through Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, on shortwave, Melody Seastrom pays for that shortwave time. I want you to know that. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be there. I want you all to know that. Melody is a very generous lady. She's helped our ministry more than I can say. So I don't take that for granted. I don't always remember to mention it. But if you listen to my radio show from 8 to 9, Monday through Wednesday, on shortwave on 6115, Melody Seastrom paid for that hour. Just want to let you all know that right up front.
And you'll receive a bill in the mail for the advertisement that you just...
But I'm telling the truth, people. I mean, Melody Seastrom has got a heart as big as Texas, you know. So am I. So you are what?
Telling the truth.
Okay. Anyway, this article, folks, you can find on our website, under PastorBush.com, look under government cover-ups or health news, you'll find this. The federal government is tracking the unvaccinated. The U.S. government has already been tracking those who didn't get the COVID jab or are only partially jabbed through a previously unknown surveillance program designed by the U.S. National Center for Health Services, a division of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The program was implemented April 1st, 2022, and adopted by most medical clinics and hospitals across the U.S. until January 2023. On this program, doctors at clinics and hospitals have been instructed to ask patients about their vaccination status. They do that all the time. They do that, which is then added to the electronic medical records as a diagnostic code known as ICD-10. So that they can be tracked inside and outside the medical system. These new ICD-10 codes are part of the government's plan to implement medical tyranny using vaccine passports and digital IDs. They're also tracking noncompliance with all other recommended vaccines using new ICD-10 codes and have implemented codes to describe why you didn't get a recommended vaccine. They also added a billable ICD code for vaccine safety counseling. As recently discovered by and reported by Dr. Robert Malone, the U.S. government has secretly been tracking those who didn't get the vaccine jab or only partially jabbed through a previously unknown surveillance program. The program was implemented. Anyway, you can now be billed for immunization safety counseling. As if all that weren't tyrannical enough, they also added a billable ICD-10 code for immunization safety counseling. That's right. If you decide you're not willing to partake in MRA equipment experiment, or you just don't think you need some other vaccine that's recommended, your doctor can bill your insurance for regurgitating the WHO's vaccine propaganda. Folks, I'm not making it up. This is true. I tie that story in with this story, Melody. No vaccine, no food. Now, this is out of Health Impact News by Brian Shilhavy. No vaccine, no food? That's a question. Grocery industry merging with big tech and big pharma as new app tracks drug and vaccine purchases along with food. Melody, why would they want to do that?
Gee, I don't know.
Gee, would they be interested in that to control us maybe? And maybe if you buy a candy bar and you're a diabetic, could they track that to you and say that's a no-no, shame on you? I just think about these things, folks. Big Food is making its move into the digital health space. One more time. Big Food is making its move into the digital health space as grocery giant Albertsons announced a rollout of its Sincerely Health platform. That's called Sincerely Health Platform, along with a new app where customers can connect data from wearables, integrate prescription, design their diet, and make telehealth or vaccination appointments. Gee. Right at the grocery store, folks, and do all that. Albertsons, which includes other mega grocery chains such as Safeway, Vons, Shaw's, Jewel Osco, Acme, and Tom Thumb, among others, is currently in talks to merge with Kroger, another mega grocery chain, which would give them 36% control over the grocery supermarket business in the United States. Walmart, the largest grocery chain in the U.S., offers something similar as they recently teamed up with Avonlea Care, which offers caregivers a similar platform integrated with Walmart's shopping list and pharmacy tools. Your grocery purchasing habits have been considered very valuable data for decades now, with most supermarkets offering things like loyalty cards that give discounts on grocery products. But now Big Food wants to merge that with your big pharma purchases as well, which would include prescription drug purchases as well as vaccines. Wow. A lady by the name of Catherine Albrecht warned about these loyalty cards many years ago and what would lead to. Here you are, folks. Your food store, your grocery store is going to merge with Big Pharma so they can track you right down to your, everything you buy in the grocery store, the drugs you buy, and the vaccines you don't take or do take. Melody, that is absolutely a phenomenal article. Talk about total control. Gee.
Yes, everything's just going to come from one or two places, and you know, you'll have those government ties, and gee, hey, it's almost kind of like China, isn't it?
Well, just think when you get central bank digital currency, you know,
yeah.
If you don't do it just right, you may not get your check this month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your digital money, folks. This is all part of the control system. Please see that coming. It's prophesied in the Bible. It is. This is all part of the control system. And we have walked right into it willingly because, like I said, the money with the loyalty card, you get a discount. Wow, we get a discount. But you also lose what's left of your liberties and freedoms and privacy along with that. We sold Esau sold his birthright in the Bible for a bowl of soup, bowl of porridge. He sold his birthright because he's hungry. We've sold ours. Maybe we got a little more out of it than that. But we've sold a birthright. We truly have. Any comments on that?
No. It's just an eye-opener. And you know what? I don't know if that thing's going to happen in a year, but it's going to happen in the years to come.
Absolutely. I'm not setting dates. I don't do dates. That's wrong. And I can't. You're right. It may be 10 years down the road, but the way things are coming together and falling apart at the same time, it may be shorter than we think.
Could be.
I don't know. You know, I mean, the world's economy is falling apart. Nations are wanting to go to digital currencies. It could be very imminent. And if China would dump the dollar and other nations that would go with it, we'd have no choice. We'd have to do something. What are we going to do? Start minting real money and actually going back to something solid? No, we can't do that either. We're too far gone to do that. The country couldn't stand the shock. So what do? We go digital. It's much easier, and the government controls everything you buy and sell at that point. There'll be no more private buying and selling. You won't be able to buy a tool from a neighbor unless you put it on some kind of digital card, and they'll know what you bought and when you bought it. Your groceries will be, if you go to the doctor and you're a diabetic, and you go to the store and buy something you shouldn't buy, they'll be tracked and monitored also. This is all part of the plan. Melody, go ahead and take us out.
And part of the plan is we're heading into break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survive.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the last segment of the program today for February 17th. It's Friday, 2023. Give us Discount Gold and Silver a call, 1-800-375-4188. Monday is kind of a holiday. It's President's Day. Banks and things are closed, I do believe. And so we always honor President's Day. You know, there's so many other holidays that are shoved down our throats, and I think this is an important one that we should do. It used to be, Butch, I believe, we used to celebrate George Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday, and then they had to put them all together.
Did we used to get those days off?
We used to in school. I remember in school. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
We at least celebrated them, and yeah, we did.
Let's go back last century, though.
Huh?
Let's clear back last century.
Correct.
Well, maybe we should just skip Monday then and take a day off and like everybody else is in. We'll play up here. You tell me what you want to do, and I'll do what you tell me.
Okay.
How's that for a deal? All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Now back to some more money problems, folks. See, this isn't just happening in our state. This is worldwide. This is why we're going to digital currencies. Angry Lebanese protesters smashed banks and blocked roads in Beirut. They're having bail-ins in Lebanon. Bail-ins. The banks are not giving people the money because they need it to pay their own bills. Now, this is what this is. A crowd of several dozen angry protesters went on a rampage in Beirut on Thursday, blocking roads and vandalizing bank offices to protest a collapsing Lebanese economy and rules which prevent depositors from withdrawing their own money. The fact is, it's not their money. Once it's in the bank, it's the bank's money. A lobbying group for distressed bank customers called Depositors Outcry. Told reporters on Thursday that at least six banks were attacked. One of them was set on fire, obliging riot police to surround the building while firefighters extinguished the blaze. Lebanese protesters, furious at not having access to their own savings, set fire to banks in Beirut. You don't think that's going to happen here? It's going to happen here. That's why I don't have any assets in the bank. I don't want my money where I can't get a hold of it, especially what few valuable coins I have. The country's financial crisis has sliced the value of the Lebanese pound by more than 98% since 2019. Melly, that means it's went to nothing in 3 years, 4 years, right?
Yes.
98%. Lebanese citizens have been angry about their morbid government, disintegrating economy, and sealed off banks for years. Some have concluded the only way to withdraw their money from the banks is to rob them at gunpoint. The Apologist's outcry endorses and even encourages these protest robberies. The latest round of violent demonstrations was touched off by the Lebanese pound hitting an all-time low against the U.S. dollar on Thursday, slipping to 80,000 pounds against the dollar from 60,000 at the beginning of February. The pound now has lost fully 95% of its value since 2019, when it was trading at the dollar, trading at 1,500 to the dollar. Now it's 80,000 to the dollar. People are angry. They can't even get their own savings out of the bank, and if they do get it out, it's not worth anything. Mm. You know, Mel, we look at that, and that's sad. That's Lebanon, but it's not just there. Other countries are having problems too. I'm going to tell you about Nigeria here just in a minute. But this is happening worldwide. There's nothing new here, is there, as far as different. It's not just one country. It's the world with fiat currencies collapsing, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're so interconnected anymore, and you know that's all also part of the having the U.S. dollar being the reserve currency in the global. It's great when things are going well, but also when things are going bad, all these countries are competing for a stronger, and our dollar has been stronger, and it's killing these other nations. Which makes, and you know, and these other nations that, you know, because our dollar is beating down their currencies, you know, that they're having their issues. So they're going to be looking for ways to say, yeah, no, we need to find something else to do.
I mean, I hate to say that's one of the reasons probably why a lot of these countries hate us, because we've been privileged, and we run our dollar backed by oil. Our dollar was fake, because this is fake, the rest of them. We just had the power and the clout to back up somebody else's assets. That's true. As the central bank limits cash, there we go again, folks, and pushes a CBDC, Nigeria needs Bitcoin. Following an unsuccessful CBDC launch, Nigeria's central bank is now trying to cut off cash. Bitcoin can help Nigerians find sovereignty. They really believe that. Nigeria, Africa's most populous country, introduced a central bank digital currency, the Naira, into its financial system in late 2021, an action that paved the way for different sets of financial policies, regulations, and restrictions from the country's central bank. An attempt to drive consumers toward alternative options like the CBDC, the Nigerian government has now put restrictions on the amount of cash that can be withdrawn. It is limited. You see, folks, there's not going to be a choice. You're going to follow the rules. That's the way you're going to be able to do anything and function. It is limited cash withdrawal for the banks to $225, which is about 100,000 naira per week, with a daily limit of about $45. This is another example of how Nigeria's financial terrain has been a roller coaster of economic sabotage since the launch of the Naira. So, there you go. I mean, if you can't get cash out and you can't buy the groceries, you either use a CBDC or you don't eat. Then leave a lot of choice, doesn't Melody?
No. And the thing is, I mean, we've seen other countries who tried to go crypto and it doesn't work. Okay.
Oh yes.
To me, I think these are all tests to see how to make it work.
And you think maybe they're wanting to see how far the people will go. I mean,
The people resist it. That, you know, it doesn't work because not everybody, you know, I mean, and especially these countries that are poor. So it doesn't even make sense, you know, to go into a nation where they're so poor. I mean, we saw what India tried to do when they didn't try to go crypto, but they tried to remove cash. It doesn't work, especially when you have a large population of poor people. It doesn't work. And, you know, they had to stop. So I just think these, again, are all tests in ways to see how it works, the way it works, because, you know, when these plans are implemented, they just don't do it on a fly-by-night. They have it all designed. They know what works and doesn't work. It's all been marketed before and tested. So that's what I think they are, because, yeah, these countries can't. They're not going to exist on any type of cryptocurrency. It will fail. You know, so why they're doing it still all remains to be seen. But anyway.
Well, they're definitely pushing the world into a
sure they are
financial
system. They're tests.
Yes,
they're testing it.
And tanker rates to haul gasoline soar 400% after Russian sanctions. Who do we hurt, Russia? No. Clean product tanker rates soared last week after the European Union and G7 nations targeted Russia's petroleum sales. Restrictions on Russia crude exports began in early December. The sanctions have been a ploy by Western countries to limit Russian crude product exports, though it definitely is not working. No kidding. Sanctions have redirected Russian energy flows from Europe to Asia. The rejiggering of supply chains means Russia has to rely more on tankers. According to Bloomberg, this has led to a 40% surge in a daily race for clean product tankers. The latest data from the Baltic Exchange in London showed that clean product tankers rates have reached $55,857 a day, surging 50% since last Thursday. According to trading giant Trafarga, Russia relies on a shadow fleet of tankers to move crude and crude products. The trading firm said the fleet is about 600 ships. Bloomberg said the surge in tanker rates has been spurred in part by bifurcation of the fleet, with some tankers serving Moscow's interests and others the international market. It highlights a possible flip side of aggressive measures aimed at limiting Russia's petroleum revenues. Russian volumes continue to flow at more or less the same rate, and that takes up a lot of ships. So Russia just changed customers, and they're hiring their tankers to do it and put the price of tankers up 400%. So it actually hurt the world economy for oil production and movement. So, Melody, I don't know. I mean, how many times are we going to kind of spit in the wind and have blue back in our face before we figure out we need to quit doing that?
Yeah, I don't know, Butch.
You know, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
It is. And another sign of a decaying society, I'm afraid. Can LAPD, Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore, finally get serious about crime in Los Angeles? People move to Los Angeles from all over the world for the weather, glitz, glamour, and Hollywood lifestyle that only the City of Angels can offer. However, our crime problem is now so out of control that we're now being told to leave our watches, expensive cars, and wallets at home in order to protect ourselves from emboldened criminals. Gee whiz. We've essentially collectively thrown in the towel on trying to do something to catch and punish the criminals, and instead just resorted to hiding everything that they might want to steal from us. On March 24th of last year, LAPD Chief Michael Moore told Angelonians to leave the flashy jewelry and cars at home. What we're asking the public to do with these crime increases is, if they're going to wear expensive jewelry or drive high-end cars, when leaving restaurants, taverns, and other locations, they need to be mindful of the surroundings and being well-lit areas. We ask that they recognize there are opportunists that are willing to take advantage of them, and many times these individuals are armed with firearms. Moore said that LAPD is tracking the increase in armed robberies. Armed robberies are up 44% since last year, the police department said. So, Melody, if you go to LAPD, don't wear anything fancy and drive your 1924 car or something, you know, or something's too old, they don't want to steal it.
Yeah, you know, it's, I mean, where can you go anymore? I mean, that's what people think anymore. When you go play, I hear people say it all the time. Well, you know, I quit wearing my jewelry. I quit doing this. I quit doing that because I don't want to be a target.
That is so sad that you have something that maybe as a gift from your husband or somebody, and you want to show it off, and you're afraid to.
Mm-hmm.
We got time to thank close with a good news story, and I do like this.
Okay.
$40,000 raised for a woman who returned a bag of $15,000 in cash. More than $40,000 have been raised to help a Michigan woman after she returned the bag full of cash. For the past year, Diane Gordon has walked 2.7 miles each way to and from work 5 days a week. Her car broke down last February. She was walking home on January 21st when she stopped at the gas station for a snack. Before she stepped outside, she noticed something peculiar. I looked down the ground and found a plastic bag with a large sum of money in it, she told Fox 2 Detroit. When you turned it over, there was even more money. She then brought the bag inside, notified the cashier, and contacted the White Lake Township Police. White Lake Police came out to investigate the envelope which belonged to newlyweds. Inside the bag was also wedding cards. These were gifts from a wedding that occurred that day, said Lieutenant Matthew Ivory. I think it was around $14,780 worth of cash. Police tracked down the newlyweds and returned the money, which it was a young couple who had just got married that day. Then police turned their attention back to Diane, who admitted she needed the money, and it would be life-changing. One of her officer's wives actually set up a GoFundMe for Ivory, because the world could probably use a few more Diane's. In just 24 hours, more than $40,000 has been raised for Diane. The parties involved with the fundraiser are working with Scott Automotive to get Diane a vehicle with the funds raised. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
A newlywed couple lost $15,000 of the gift money on their wedding. Mm-hmm. And this lady who walked back and forth to work almost 3 miles each way every day found the money. She could buy a car with it. Instead, she returned it. And now, by the grace of God, she's being rewarded for it. I think that's a beautiful story, Melanie.
Yes, it is. It's nice. It's nice.
You know, we have some hard times, folks. There's still good people out there. I appreciate them. Love them. And tell me love them. Don't be ashamed to tell me love them. I'm not ashamed to tell Melanie I love her. She's a good friend. I'm not ashamed of that. I mean, that's here again. Maybe next week, one won't be here. So why not give them flowers where they're living, so to speak? Melanie, I'll let you take it out. I'm finished.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
All righty. Well, I want to thank each and every one for joining us today on this Friday afternoon. And give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. So have a great weekend. And until you hear us again, be safe. Good night and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the...